You are listening to the Boss Experience Podcast, a podcast with conversations about business growth, self-development, and maintaining a mindset to achieve business success. My name is Michelle Davis, and I am a business strategist and coach, and I'm your host. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the Boss Experience, the podcast that helps you turn your expertise into an online coaching business that replaces your 9-to-5 income. My name is Michelle Davis, and I'm your host. And in today's episode, I'm focusing on knowing the difference between your target audience and your ideal client. Are you trying to turn your expertise into an online coaching business that replaces your 9-to-5 income? If so, tell me if this sounds familiar. You took a coaching certification class, but still don't know how to develop a coaching business or get clients. You bought a course, only to never implement what you learned, or worse, you still don't know where to start. Or maybe you're struggling to piece together a bunch of free information you find online, hoping and praying for results, only to still be confused. The key to earning revenue in your online coaching business is having a process to get the right people contacting you about enrolling in your programs and services. You also need a coaching offer that gets results for your clients in addition to you being able to charge a premium price for your services. So if you need help putting these pieces together, my name is Michelle Davis, and I am the host of the Boss Experience Podcast, in addition to being a phenomenal business coach. And I created a free short video explaining where to begin when it comes to starting an online coaching business that replaces your 9-to-5 income. Just go to CEOBlueprintAcademy.com to get instant access now. That's CEOBlueprintAcademy.com. Okay, back to the show. So the first piece is knowing what you're an expert in. What exactly are you qualified to do as a coach? What problem are you qualified to solve? This isn't about solving a problem you think people have or focusing on what you think people are struggling with. The key thing here is to understand that as an expert, you need to have a deep understanding of the very people you want to serve. You need to have a deep understanding of the problem you want to solve and the solution. And I always say the difference between a coach that makes a little bit of money here and there and the coach that can actually set the foundation for them to eventually leave their 9-to-5 is they solve big problems. So whether you're coaching, consulting, or whatever, you have to solve a major problem for people. Solving small problems will not generate the revenue you desire if your goal is to eventually leave your 9-to-5. The other thing you have to understand about the people that are going to be working with you is they have been struggling with this issue for a while. They didn't just wake up this morning and decide that they're going to hire a coach. They've probably already tried to fix the problem themselves. They've been on Google trying to search for solutions. They've consulted possibly with friends and family. They've been trying to fix this problem for a while, and they're still stuck. They still don't have a solution. They're coming to you to help them in a way they haven't been able to help themselves. So make sure you understand who best benefits from your solution and that you have the experience and the expertise to actually deliver a solution to them. The other thing is you have to be able to actually articulate what outcome does someone receive by working with you as their coach. While your client could be experiencing other issues that may or may not be related to the problem that they're coming to you to solve, you don't want to attempt to solve every single problem this person has. And that's why you want to focus on one solution for a very specific problem, so people can see you as an expert in delivering that outcome for people. What exactly is going to turn the head of your ideal client? And the first step to doing this is knowing the difference between your target audience and your ideal client. I can't tell you how many coaches stumble over this issue. And so it's better for me to explain it in the form of an example. So let's say you're a health coach helping women return to their pre-pregnancy weight within 90 days of giving birth. Women with that specific issue are your ideal client. However, women of childbearing age is your target audience. So think of your target audience as a larger group of people that could potentially experience the problem that you solve, even though they don't have the problem right now. So while you'll use specific marketing strategies to get in front of your ideal client, a lot of your efforts and focus will be on attracting that broader audience. Then you want to make sure that your marketing is focused on the outcome you deliver, not the product or service you provide. There are a gazillion coaches doing exactly what you're planning to do already in the marketplace. And so when you are saying, well, I offer individual sessions and you're trying to attract people to you that way, it's not going to work. You need to create content around things that people want to know, and you need to put yourself out there as an expert. And so that's a wrap for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd appreciate it if this content resonated with you, for you to leave me a review wherever you're watching or listening to this episode, and to hit the subscribe button so that you know each time a new episode releases. I release new episodes of the Boss Experience podcast every Tuesday. And so I'm super excited that you joined me today for this episode, and I can't wait for you to join me for a future episode of the Boss Experience podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you visit bossbusinessplanner.com to grab the Expert Business Launch Planner. Take care. Be well. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Boss Experience podcast. Don't forget to leave a review for this episode and tune in next time.